This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Devin Nunes, the guru of truth. Truth is a new social media platform that looks to me a whole lot like other social media platforms, except, Devin, a very good evening to you. You used to be my go-to guy for matters in Washington. I can't remember them all, Devin, so we're going to leave them out of this conversation. We're going to go right to what you're doing now, which is a social media platform that very much reflects your opinion of what social media should be like, and we've talked about this for years. So what is Truth's mission? What do you hope to accomplish? Good evening to you, Devin.
John, it's just such a pleasure to be back on with you after all the years that we would do these interviews. I've been away from you for a while, so just to be back on the air, back on your podcast is just enjoyable, especially in my new role. The bottom line is that President Trump wants to give the American people their voice back, and we need to open the internet back up, open the public square back up so that political debate is not censored. And so what we're building is something that really hasn't been done before, large scale, not using any of the big tech tyrant companies that have done just such damage to companies like Parler that was disconnected, that lost their server farms, data center by Amazon, Bezos. Just horrible things that happened in 2021 and 2020. You may remember, John, I was all over around 2020. I was the first to go to Rumble, the first to go to Parler, and also wrote a book, Countdown to Socialism, that we talked about many times on your show. So, you know, it was one of those things where if I'm running around the country saying this is the most important issue, that we're in a propaganda war and that communications are essentially down and you can't win wars without, especially a propaganda war, without basic communications. So it's something that I think is critically important to the American people, to the public, and actually to the whole globe. So that's why I left Congress, and now we've been building this block by block, piece by piece, to make sure that we can't be canceled, that we can't be attacked, looking for not only quality, a quality product, but also a product that's very reliable. And so we've been doing a lot of beta testing. And essentially, what are we on? Like day four now, being on the Rumble Cloud, and it is working like lightning fast, and people are enjoying it. We're bringing on every single hour. Everybody's on. We do not have it. When we first started this, we had a wait list just as we continued to test. But now if you are on Apple, you can go to the App Store, download it right away, and get on right away. And we're poised to take millions and millions of people. We're doing U.S. only. I know you have a lot of international issues, but for listeners, we're going to do open up to the United States, and then probably in a few months we'll go global and open up to the rest of the planet.
You're doing in a matter of months what Silicon Valley has taken years, decades to build. You're going very fast. And as I understand it, because I follow Truth, and now I promise I'll post more regularly. I got out of the habit because Twitter was it was a nightmare, Devin. I mean, it was just, you immediately felt ill-used whenever you put anything on Twitter. But yeah. What I sense is that it looks like Twitter. It works like Twitter. But you want more than that. How so?
Yeah, that's right. So it's not just about Twitter. Twitter is kind of a press release wire for celebrities and political hacks. You don't see a lot of normal kind of average Americans that are on Twitter. Now, Instagram and Facebook is a different story, especially Instagram. So what we're building is something that is not just Twitter. We're trying to take the best of Twitter, the best of Instagram. We have that right now on the platform. Our videos are great. Our photos and images are great. And then next, we're going to move into the Facebook realm so that people can create lists, groups, things of that nature so that they can have their family on there and you know, for things that they don't want to share with everyone else. That's something that you know, over the course of the rest of the year, we'll be building that out. So we're really looking to build a community, a totally different product, kind of a combination of all of these different social media companies that are out there, the best of, but make it very intuitive, very simple to use. And I think that's what people enjoy most about it. And it's why we're getting so much engagement right now on the platform, is because it's just super, super easy. People are finding each other. They're not being politically censored. If they agree with vaccines or disagree with vaccines, they're not getting censored. So people are just, it's amazing. And John, you're on there, so you know, but just, you can feel the emotion in people, you know, over truth. They are so happy to be there. I mean, it's just virtually every minute, John, I'm getting a message sent to me from one of our users that's just so thankful. And it's very, very encouraging, very enlightening. And it really makes it worth it. What I'm doing and what President Trump had to do, he basically had no choice. I mean, I laugh. It's like, what do you expect? What do you expect us to do? You censor us all, you shadow ban us, or even worse, you kick people off the platform, including the President of the United States. So really, we had no other option. Our backs were against the wall. And now we've got a beautiful platform that's working flawlessly. And we're just bringing on thousands and thousands of people every hour. It's just amazing. Amazing to watch. Amazing to be part of.
See if I understand the technical language here. Twitter and Instagram are different. And they're different again with Rumble, which I use Rumble. So how is it that they all work together? Twitter is about posting words, and Instagram is about posting pictures, and Rumble is about video. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so we're actually using Rumble for Rumble Cloud. But at the same time, what Rumble is really doing is they are an alternative to YouTube. So they're strictly video, streaming video. And in fact, we're using their video player. So when you post a video to Truth, it's actually running through Rumble. You don't actually see it, but it runs through the Rumble system. When you look at what Instagram is for videos and pictures. And what Instagram tries to do, which is actually owned by Facebook, well, now it's called Meta, but it's really a place where they try to get you and they don't let you leave. So you just got to sit there and look at all their videos and they throw ads to you. We don't want that because that's really not good for, say, a John Batchelor show. You want somewhere you can post your podcast and you can click on the link and you can go listen to John's podcast. So you know, we're not just trying to keep you on the platform. We're actually there for content creators. So somebody like the John Batchelor show can post your podcast. You can click on it. On Instagram, that's very, very difficult to do. So we're really encouraging our community to engage in not just like kind of the Twitter sewer message board of celebrities and gossip and hate. We're actually encouraging people to, get in political debate. That's great. Click on news stories. That's wonderful. But we have so many users, John, that are posting pictures of their family, pictures of their kids, pictures of things that they're doing. It's really just fun to watch. And it's one of the things that I try to put up a couple times a day is hashtag make social media fun again. So video will continue to get better on our platform, and Instagram is really where the users are at that we want to go after. And then, of course, like I said earlier here in this interview, Facebook, which is a place that is another area where we want people to feel very, very comfortable being themselves, using their own name, inviting their family on, and having a place where they can interact with family and classmates and just other friends and folks that they may know. So that's what we're trying to build. It's really a combination of those three, and we're off to a really good start. It's the fastest growing social media company in history.
Devin, what have you learned about the bots? Because on Twitter, I noted that the waves of attacks, character assassination of people, seem to be fed by automatic systems. Are you troubled by that at Truth? Have you been able to screen that out, the bot attack?
Yeah, I mean, look, we don't want what you see on a lot of these sites is essentially fake accounts. So people just go on and create fake accounts, and you'll see that on many of these kind of tech tyrant platforms where they just let people go and get 50 accounts, 100 accounts, 5,000 accounts. You know, so nobody really knows. I mean, from my perspective, what we're seeing, and it's pretty clear in the numbers, that if you have a Twitter account and a Truth account, you are getting a lot more interaction on Truth, even if you have less followers. But in most cases, the people who have been on Truth now, especially during this beta test, they already have more followers than they had.
I've noted that. It's very odd, Devin. But it's very odd. Twitter never grows. My Twitter account has been the same for years. It never moves. And you noted that with your Twitter account when we had it. I don't know how they do it, but it's odd.
It's real simple. John, it's really simple. It's a ghost town. There's nobody there. It's like I said, it's a glorified internet-able press release wire on the internet. And look, it's good for that if you're a celebrity or you want to put out some press release, but and it's got a global brand on that, but people don't go there as a community. Right. I don't know.
Haven't some people noticed that you don't grow names because there's nobody there growing? There's nobody joining you? Nobody, there's not a human being there. That's why it doesn't move.
Well, it's obvious to me because I watched this and grew up with it. I was the first guy to go to Rumble, post videos, and I quickly realized, like, wow, I've been censored and shadow banned.
You told me about Rumble. I'd never heard of it, and you were enjoying Rumble for your videos when you were in Congress.
Yeah, because I went from – John, I was – and you know I had my own little podcast I was doing, and I started doing a video podcast. I put it on YouTube. And I thought, oh, I got 9,000 followers on YouTube. And I just kind of sat there. I didn't know if that was good or bad because I just didn't know. And then what I realized is I started getting fewer and fewer views on the video on YouTube as my podcast kept going up and up and up. And I said, gosh, I got to do something different here because clearly I'm being shadow banned. So I went and joined Rumble. And all of a sudden, within 3 weeks, I had 35,000 followers. Within 3 months, I had almost 400,000 followers. And now I have almost 1 million followers on Rumble. That showed me right there that we were being, that there was, you know, something wasn't right.
To say the least. All right. Now that's not happening in truth. Let's be positive about this. Cause as we've been sitting here, people have been following. I put up a truth about a new book that I'm reading about Italy during the pandemic. And you encouraged me, Devin, you said, go ahead, tell people what you're reading. So I did. And now all these people are joining. This never happened with any of the other social media. Nobody, it was as if, who cares what you're reading, John?
Well, John, it was because there was just nobody there. It's a combination of either you were being shadow banned and censored, so the people who did follow you never saw what you were putting up, or those people just simply aren't there. And that's the difference that we have on Truth is that nearly everybody that's on there is real. There's somebody there, they're running their account because we don't let people have, you know, 50 accounts or 100 accounts. We just don't allow it. So it's essentially one account, one real person. They're real, they're interacting. And that's why you're seeing this off the charts engagement that by the way, doesn't just stop with Twitter. It's also Instagram. We have very prominent people that are on Instagram that are now also on Truth. And John, as you know, we're in the nascent stages. We're just beginning. We're only on the Apple App Store. How is it possible that people have been on Instagram for 5, 6, 7 years? They post 3 or 4 times a day. They're well-known personalities, and they already have more followers on Truth than they have on Instagram.
And you're not even on the Google Store yet. You're just on one. All right, tell people how to get an account, Devin, one more time.
Yeah, real simple. Right now, we just went fully live, fully automated with Apple at the Apple App Store. So if you have an Apple product, you can get on and get the app at the App Store. And then we are going to slowly roll out ability to get it from any other through a web app. So you can get it from any device going through just a simple website. That process is ready to go. We're going to continue to slowly roll that out, build it block by block. Make sure that we can't be canceled by big tech tyrants and make sure that we can't be taken down by any type of attacks that could come from very many areas around the globe and here domestically. So that's our goal. So that'll be, we're building that now and we'll roll it out. What I've said from the very beginning here is that, you know, we're going to come out with this technology on our own timeline. We're not going to be dictated by anyone else. We're going to have a timeline that ensures the quality that we want with the reliability that we want. And we're going to build it slowly and we're going to build it right.
I'm speaking with Devin Nunes, the guru of Truth. And his social platform is easy to use, but we're going to turn to news on social media platform when we come back. Because believe it or not, the world's richest man suddenly finds his offer to Twitter, he suddenly finds that Twitter's interested after spending a week telling them they weren't interested. Now they're interested. When we come back, this is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.